meeting to order, and that is March 16th on Wednesday. We'll establish a quorum, starting from my immediate left.
Lori Fleming, Commissioner.
John Thomas, Commissioner.
Commissioner Linda Maggard.
We do have a quorum for this planning commission. We will now have the Pledge of Allegiance. Don Dreyer, would you please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Don. Okay, we have number four, if you want to share this, is added agenda items, and what this is, there's any items on the agenda that will go in agenda item number 12 once the meeting is almost over. Do we have any other added agenda items at this time?
Well, I'm going to do a report on last night, which that could be under it.
Planning Commissioner report?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that, will that cover it completely?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And then under five, we have public comments for items not on this agenda. And these are open forums, and the reason for putting it in this place is that we can actually maybe cover it in the same night. We may not do, but it's a chance for us to try to handle it. Public comments, Ken.
I would like to see you look into, and I'll say it's in the has to do with animals and chickens.
Right.
Okay.
That's in the zoning ordinances. Yeah, we can find that real quick. It's
zoning ordinance, okay. And I've got it. I guess what my concern is, you know, one of our four tenants is small town field, and if you look at these economic times and everything, the one animal, if we will call chickens animals, now we will, that actually can lend itself to people, you know, raising chickens for eggs and for meat. Mm-hmm. I don't think that should be in 7014.
What's 7014?
Well, it's animal raising, care, and processing.
Animal raising, care, and processing.
Okay. Minimum lot area should be 1 acre. Mm-hmm. Well, all I want to say here is there's a lot of documentation around the state about a lot more than two chickens.
Mm-hmm.
And I think
that actually was an oversight. Does it still read 10, Deborah? I mean, 2? Excuse me, 2. Does it still read 2?
It's my understanding that it does. It was a small number, and you guys wanted to raise that to 6. But if you want it higher, we should talk about it.
I thought we had 4.
What I think, because it's a fowl and it's not a pig, a horse, or all of those other larger farm animals, I would like to see it as a separate section that actually addresses it, because it is a small animal.
And let me ask Deborah something. Deborah,
uh-huh.
could we just simply say, you know, go on and on about the farm animals and all that, and then say with the exception of, and have one exception, and then say, and put a limit on it then too, because keep in mind that what we're trying to get away from, Ken, I think is the production of chickens within the city of La Pine. You know what I'm saying? A big industrial
probably
production
the,
of chickens.
Probably the best way to do it, the most legal format, if you will, is to have a separate section, because it will trump any other language about livestock. And because it's more discreet, you would have a section on chickens and where chickens would be allowed and the number based on certain factors. Obviously, you don't want them in your downtown commercial core, but, you know, logical places for chickens, and then a number is what I would need.
So in residential areas over 1 acre.
I got a problem with that too.
Yeah, the size may be a problem there because we have some half acre lots.
So if you say residential area, that person on that little city lot could have this number of chickens, whatever it comes up with.
Well, in here it says four.
And what I would recommend is, I will collect a few ordinances about chickens, and then when we have our work session with the city council, we could probably hash it out then.
Deborah?
Yeah?
Would you mind if I sent you some contributing information?
Oh, absolutely. That'd be great.
Hey, Debbie. Ben Remy's other city has just been kind of going through this. Yeah, that would be good. Check with him because I have the lot size would be interesting to know. Because Ben even allows chickens now, don't they?
Well, they have a limitation on chickens, and it kind of...
The problem is two or four isn't a flock.
No.
Yeah.
And I don't think you need 100. But you got to have 12 or 8 or 10 something in order to have enough eggs to keep Ken and them happy. I mean,
you know, we also have no way to enforce it at this time. I mean, really, we are setting, you know, a precedent here.
But you have rules on roosters, I'm assuming.
Sure.
No roosters.
Yeah. You don't want them making noise at 4 in the morning.
No, I'm just going to put a one of those collars around his neck.
You guys, in that rule now, do you not allow roosters?
No roosters.
No roosters. There's no roosters.
Okay.
No problem with that.
Is there smell? What are the issues with, I guess, what are the issues with chickens, Debbie?
If chickens are not maintained, they get lice, they hop fences, they can do damage if they're not maintained. I mean, it's just like any other animal. You've got to take care of them.
Could there be anything about pens or something like that?
Yeah, we could put in regulations on the management. You have to have a coop. Chickens need to stay in a coop. Or, you know, if they're on large acreages, they're contained in some way. The question is going to be how big of a parcel and where. And then the number of chickens.
Well, you know, do we have a limitation in there with dogs and other animals?
We don't consider those livestock, so we've not talked about that. We've talked about maintaining premises so they don't create nuisances, foul odors, things like that.
Well, I just got to thinking maybe we need to look at kennel operations within the city of Lapine.
We do that separately under commercial kennels, but once you get into people's
residential
dogs, you get into trouble.
Residential area.
Yeah.
So right now we don't have any.
No, I would hesitate putting that in right now. I think we should deal with the chickens, and then I think the rest of what we have in the code is adequate to keep moving forward. If we get into household pets, we're just going to get into trouble.
Mm-hmm. Well, Ken's pretty fond of these chickens. I mean,
you know, and seeing how as humorous as that is. There's more. I know a half a dozen people who have chickens,
and
they're here in the city limits, and they're not as odorous as any people think. I have a chicken coop, you know, and I would be more than willing to take you to these six people and show you their operation.
I have not ever heard any complaints. I don't think about chickens.
What if you had chickens, say, at Crescent Creek? Forgetting they have a covenant, they probably wouldn't allow, but that size lot, I mean, if you're on a 5,500-foot lot, should you have chickens?
I think it should be a half an acre. I think and a half an acre gives you enough land. I don't know. The answer to this question is no.
Crescent Creek.
Well,
no,
Deborah, you know, all our subdivisions right now have CCNRs that were established, you know, by Deschutes County. So essentially what we're doing, and I'm just kind of thinking out loud here, what we're doing actually is we are erasing all of that Deschutes County, all of the Deschutes County ordinances, and reestablishing our own here.
Right.
So it is, there are some monumental decisions that, that we're making at this point.
And I just, while you were talking, I just Googled chicken laws, and there are a number of ordinances, pages and pages of ordinances showing what other cities do. For example, in Downey, California, you can have 5 chickens per lot.
Yep.
But if you want to go to a larger size of chickens, you can have 25 chickens as long as they're kept 15 feet from neighboring dwellings. There's all kinds of things you can regulate. So I'll put this together, and I'll have a packet of data, and then I'll highlight the ones that make the most sense.
And I'll send you mine.
Yes, that would be great.
Okay, Deborah, because the latest printing we have has 4 chickens on it.
Per acre.
701, is that 4?
4 per acre.
701.4, we have 4.
I have an older version that I just got the other day. Handed to me.
How many do we have? You know, we need to beat Downey out here. Let's go for 6. Let's one up Downey.
Well, I lived in Fountain Valley, and we were on a third of an acre, and we had 5 chickens.
You had 5. And it worked out.
So, and we have rabbits.
I was going to say that too. What about rabbits? Are you going to?
You know, I think I've got about 16 rabbits right now.
Uh-oh. It'll be probably 32 tomorrow.
No, all I thought they were natural.
No, no.
But you know, really though, with our the small town feel and all that, and our comp plan would support us discussing chickens, I believe, in this city.
But it looks like what she's saying is you've already passed it to the city council, so that's where it's going to be discussed.
Yeah.
Is that correct, Debbie?
Yes, that's the best place for it to be reviewed now, which is at the work session followed by the hearing.
The Planning Commission had their chance. That's how things go.
Yeah.
They had their shot,
right.
And they talked about it. They sent it up and approved it.
We have a couple other things that... So I understand, you know, that we... I just want to throw in real quick while we're doing this that we did not discuss the mobile type restaurants and the carts, mobile food carts, espresso carts, and that type of thing in the restaurant section. So
the food cart vendors.
You know, I understand that the Planning Commission. We already had our say and all that, but that's something right there also that it'd be best discussed right now rather than later, because there's some cities. Portland has just completely redone their comp plan on this mobile food cart and hot dog stands and whatnot.
And we're just, so you know, when we get to the council work session, the place for that is in temporary uses.
Yep.
And we don't have to be super elaborate,
right.
But there are very simple standards that can be employed. And I don't want to take up time on your meeting, but we can talk about that at the council work session.
Yeah.
What about business permits, too?
Because, see, there's some revenue there that we want to look at in the future, business licenses and different types of revenues that the restaurants are paying for now. And so these mobile units, you know, by all fairness, should have to pay at least maybe a percentage of those fees. So just keep that in mind.
Sure.
All right. Now, that's going to be in you guys' court there, Ken. So you're going to have a chance to vote on that one.
You better read it.
Number. No, that's, you know, I kind of, you know, it's an important thing. We don't want to have chicken coops throughout the city, but yeah, Ken has a valid point. This is, you know, Lapine. It's spread out more than other cities are, and it's a small town and all that.
And it's great fertilizer, too.
Sure. Okay, number 6, we right off of your agenda, because Virginia Clausen will be here next month on
She's
April.
Out of town.
She's out of town today, and we will award her certificate of appreciation next month. That'd be like April 16th, whatever it is. Number 7, approval of Planning Commission meeting minutes for the February 2011 meeting.
And if not, they would find me too.
Okay, now we're entertaining a motion. We have made a motion. A motion has been made to accept the Planning Commission meeting minutes for February 16th. You have a second.
Second.
Under Mayor seconds it, and we have approved the Planning Commission meeting minutes for February 16th. Number eight, update on comprehensive plan and zoning ordinances. This will be quickly, and then you can leave for the evening, Deborah.
Oh, okay. On the comprehensive plan, as we had anticipated, the staff report that was issued by DLCD to the commission, which is, you know, their governing body, DLCDC, was accepted by LCDC. And so what that means is the staff recommendation said you met the test on a variety of the goals, but you have more work to do on a few of the goals. And so I'm going to just run through that with you, just so you know, because you all have your copies of your goals and your handbooks there. Mm-hmm. On goal one, citizen involvement, they passed us on that. Mm-hmm. On goal two, everything is there, but they can't technically approve us until all of the goals are met. So two essentially is done and just waiting for a few of the other goals to be completed. Goal 3, ag lands, was approved. Goal 4, forest lands, was approved. Goal 5, they said, we want you to add in a small portion of the Little Deschutes as a future study area. So we have a policy to add and a work program to add on 5. Goal 6 was approved, which is air, water, and land resources quality. Goal 7, the only thing that they found missing was they want us to bring forward material we had in the appendix related to the FEMA maps and the wildfire protection plan that the county has adopted. We had put that into the appendix because of its bulk. They want us to bring some of that forward. That's not a big deal. Mm-hmm. Goal 8, recreational needs, was approved. Goal 9, economic development, was approved. Goal 10 has to do with housing, and they said no to that. They want to see more work on updates to actual housing units needed for the 20-year period and more work done to the buildable lands inventory. Fine, we'll do that work. A lot of that's already done, and I suspect what we have to do is repackage that. Now, housing is related to urbanization, meaning the size of the city. So I'll come back to housing in a second for other details. Goal 11, which is public facilities and services, was approved. Goal 12 was not approved, and that relates to transportation, mainly because they feel that we could not address the issues with the one map, that we have to have two maps. And the reason for two maps to resolve a transportation issue is because in our one-map proposal, we were redesignating lands to a higher density and a higher classification, but we didn't have our TSP work done. Mm. I was hoping that would pass, but it didn't. So the resolution on that is to go back to a two-map system, which is look at the zoning that exists right now, the county zoning, mm-hmm. and then our future zoning. So we simply create a zoning map and a future plan map, and that's not a big deal. And then, of course, moving forward with our TSP, which we're doing. Goal 13 is urban energy conservation, and we passed on that one. And then the last goal for us is goal 14, urbanization, which has to do with density and the placement of the UGB line. And in order to meet the city's law, the state's law, you have to show that you have enough lands to satisfy a 20-year supply of need. Okay, so we look out 20 years, we say how much land we need, and that technically, according to Goal 14, should be where your urban growth boundary is. Well, Lapine doesn't work that way. Our city limits is larger, and it was voter approved and state acknowledged, so it has some historical significance. The city is shaped and has existing land uses that all connect together. And of course, in our comp plan, we connected them even further by creating neighborhoods. and different land uses that would make things more sustainable. So the bottom line here is that we're going to have some work to do in order to convince the state that our UGB is in the proper spot. And we're working on different strategies to do that. So what ended up happening in Salem a couple weeks ago is they said, yes, we accept the staff report. You are partially acknowledged, and we're going to work on a list of tasks, what they call the continuance and compliance order. And Lapine will receive that, and we'll get those things completed. Now, one of the things that will come up is how do we address these things with the UGB? And so what will happen is I'll put together some additional findings. I'll readjust the math I used and the calculations on different land types. And particularly of interest, LCDC wanted us to focus on the lands east of the highway and the railroad. Some of the members of the commission felt that that should go into something called an urban area reserve and not be part of the UGB. There's a problem with that because it disrupts our jurisdiction and planning. But there is an
alternative. You're talking about within the city limits.
Yeah, it's already in the city limits. So the alternative is to look at different ways of justifying that. And without going into laborious detail, there are some ways to do that, and I'll get that prepared.
So are there city limits that are smaller? I mean city limits that are larger than the UGB?
In some cities, yes.
Oh, I see. I thought that the UGBs traditionally are larger than city limits.
Well, the UGBs are the 20-year plan, and in some cases, city limits are smaller. In our case, we have a pretty big city limits, and it's there for a reason. One of the commissioners on the LCDC board is the planning director from Union County, over by Umatilla. And his particular jurisdiction has an urban area reserve, and so he was advocating that we shrink our UGB. That's one voice that had some support, but not all of the commissioners, you know, said that was the only way to go. In fact, their chair said Lapine is different, and if we were to be flexible with Oregon law, this is the place where we should do it because of the existing situation. Mm-hmm. So we're gonna get through it, and that is probably out of all the tasks the most challenging one, because it does relate to housing, how many units, how much space, how much commercial land, how much industrial land, and how you categorize various parcels of land. So we'll do some more work.
Right.
But it's still a good thing to get 8 of the goals acknowledged. That's
yep.
huge.
Sure.
I mean, we're ahead of Damascus.
Yeah, we appreciate you guys working on that. We really
well,
do.
It's
and,
so disappointing not to be perfect, but it is land use.
What did you find out about extension of the grant?
We have been able, and Rick just signed it today, to get language that state approved that allows us to proceed with the grant with drafts instead of final copies.
Oh, good.
So
good.
That's a good thing, because it allows you not to be rushed, and it allows for additional discussion should somebody come up through the city council review process with issues that we hadn't thought of.
Mm-hmm.
You know, never know.
The citizens spoke, you know, they made it really clear they didn't want that high density, so that's something we just really have to fight for.
We will. And I've been thinking of some creative ways to doing that.
Good. Now, you know, we have time. That TSP, if I'm not mistaken, doesn't have to be developed until, 10-year? What was the time frame on the TSP?
Well, you should have it done as soon as possible. Any delay means that you're not going to be eligible for ODOT construction projects and construction grants.
Yeah, I know we've been pushing for a couple of years now on developing the TSP.
Well, it's in the council budget, and it's authorized for this fiscal year, and Rick is working on the RFP, so I believe it will be done before the end of fiscal.
Does it have to be done by an engineer, or,
yeah.
You know, the layout of the existing roads, I mean...
No, you have to have a civil do it. You wouldn't want to have anyone else do it.
So we're working toward developing the TSP then?
Yes.
By the end of June.
Do you see any problems at all with this comp plan by the end of June?
Do I see any problems with the comp plan?
With the time frame. Yeah.
Well, the time frame is going to slip over June, possibly, but I want to get it done because, you know, quite simply, the city's just going to be stuck unless they get stuff done and have their own jurisdiction and codes. And you know, we've been dinking with this for long enough. We need to get it done.
Yeah. You know, we've really been afforded this slow time in the economy and such like that. It absolutely would be nice to have all this foundation work done by the time we start getting busy again.
Yeah, and I'm not worried about it. I think as a city, Lapine is leaps and bounds ahead of other cities that I'm familiar with. Most cities take 5 to 6 years to get this kind of stuff done, even when they already have a comp plan in place. Revisions take, you know, in Bend took 8 years because of the ridiculousness that was there at that time and some of the issues that really caused delays. We don't have that. So,
well, I think that speaks for the citizens in Lapine here. We have a unity here. We have a cohesiveness that I think is people around the state are beginning to see that coming about.
And the commission in Salem recognized that we didn't have appeals, we didn't have negative letters, we didn't have objections, and they were impressed by that. And that's because of your hard work.
Yeah, that's good.
Yep, that's really good.
Excellent.
Now, zoning ordinances, I'm just going to move ahead to that. If you have any other questions on the comp plan, let me know. But on the ordinances, we've talked about dates for the council to have a work session and then a hearing. And Rick and Ken, that's something that you might want to talk about. I know you guys are swamped with meetings, but I sent you an email today with some suggestions. And because of the 45-day notice, I did preemptorily send in the LCDC DLCD notice for the first evidentiary hearing. If we move that date back, fine. I don't think you'd ever move it up because of your schedule, but I had suggested a work session with council on the 30th of March followed by the first public hearing April 27th.
I think the 30th, we just ran out of time. So the 30th, I guess fine. If a councilman can't be, is that okay, basically?
Yeah,
it's a Wednesday night. We tend to be set up for this.
Okay,
yeah, so 30th is fine. April 27th is a Wednesday in April.
Okay. Can we start the work session a little earlier so people don't get so pooped?
You mean like have it at...
Start at like 6?
Oh, we don't start at 7 anyway.
Okay.
So yeah, 6 to 8 is our normal time. We don't go past 8.
Bravo. Okay.
And the reality is, unfortunately, you well know you won't have a lot of people attend these.
Yeah.
You will have them attend upon enforcement.
Right. Oh, sure.
That's when they will attend, and then they will say that they didn't know when this was done, how did you do it, and I never heard about that.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's exactly.
Okay.
So those dates would be fine. Now, do we have to have a meeting after April 27th?
Well, only if you had things at the hearing that you couldn't get done at the hearing. For example, if somebody came up and said, wait a minute, you need to discuss this, and we had no evidence on it, and you needed to continue the hearing to bring evidence to your record. I don't anticipate that happening, but, you know, you never know.
Well, because we start to get in May and get into our budget hearing, so as long as you kind of get the...
And we, you know, the work session or work sessions, depending how much we get done, will reveal if there's anything we've missed. We've already identified two things. So, you know, those are relatively minor issues, but on the big stuff, I think you're going to be pleased that we've covered it.
Deborah, let me ask you, should planning commissioners, I mean, can they attend these, or should they stay away, or how?
These are legislative issues, so you can all attend. They're not related to quasi-judicial individual properties. It's not like an individual who's asking for specific approval on his property.
Okay.
So they're, you're all like judges in this case, and you can talk to anybody, you can interact any way you want on legislative issues of this matter. If you attend the meeting as a quorum, you have to let me know so we can notice and let Patty be aware of that.
Mm-hmm.
That's the restriction.
Right.
Okay.
It's a quorum to read all this at 3. All right, is that it?
That's all I have. We don't have any other staff updates. Other than that, your budgeting request was approved at the last council meeting, and we'll get going on that.
Hey, Deborah, I just sent that contract out. Did you see that?
Yes, oh, thank you.
Yeah, and I don't know. You wanted 2 copies, and I couldn't quite figure it out. So that PDF that I thought we could just hit print and have out of them.
Waiting for the phone call saying it has to be in Indigo ink.
Oh, well, I signed it with the pen I had. I don't know.
No, I'm just kidding.
Well, no, I mean, I don't know. But anyway, I hope that that will work.
Yes, thank you very much, and that's a big help.
And then, did John Jennings, did he work out that deal we met on today there?
He did. He shipped it out, and I commented back that it looked good, and I suspect Darren hasn't even hit his office yet.
Okay.
So hopefully tomorrow we'll know.
Okay.
Do you want me to talk about that at all?
You can update him on our comp plan approval or our schedule. Yeah, I think they
would. Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
Like I said, after you get your verbal acknowledgement approval from the commission in Salem, they work out what amounts to be a contract, saying you are deficient in these areas, or we need more work in these areas, or we want you to do this. And that's called the compliance and continuation schedule. And part of that is the language of how they frame what they want you to do. Now, when it comes down to the UGB, obviously, we want the greatest flexibility possible. And the state law says that if you don't meet the rule, you can ask for an exception. Well, I didn't see that language in the compliance schedule, so I asked for them to consider the opportunity for us to look at the exception process. They're not comfortable with that. Very few cities do that. Expanding UGBs just sets everybody on edge. And they felt that the commission was slanted a certain way towards the creation of taking those lands on the east out and putting them in an urban area reserve.
Not all of it.
I just got done listening to the audio of the meeting, and I didn't hear that. But it was two of the DLCD Salem people who felt they heard something different. So we're going to go the middle road most likely, which is flexible language that allows me to do what we think we need to do. And again, that's going to be our real critical work area where we have to spend the most effort. And they want to resist anything that essentially, you know, sets a new standard for the creation of UGBs. And we're just going to have to be very careful. So today we worked out language. Tomorrow we'll find out if it's acceptable. And our local DLCD reps are excellent. Very supportive and really went to battle for us.
Good.
So I think that covers it. Did I leave anything out, Rick?
No.
Okay. So you're done with me.
Yep.
Okay.
Thank you very much for your time, Deborah.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Have a wonderful night. Bye-bye. All right. Planning Commission training, I'm going to basically move down to 11. I'm just going to give a report and not so much call training. I don't have the tools that if I had the computer and all that, I've got the disk that I could train, but we don't have really the tools for me to train. So basically, I'm just going to make that into a report. And but under 10 on training, I want to talk about this Highway 97 improvement, and then start. We need to assign one of us to keep updated on this. That because I missed that meeting, you know, at Midstate the other day.
Mm-hmm.
This is the first time that I've ever saw these.
Oh, really? And
so it's kind of embarrassing for Planning Commissioner Chair to see something that this major for the first time when it's already almost to the council for decision making.
Well, I can give you an update on that because it's further than the Midstate meeting.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Was there a tape made of the Midstate meeting? Was that that video taped? It was not.
No, okay. Because it wasn't our meeting.
Well, let's input that in now then, because we've got a little bit of time. Let's go ahead and have Rick update us on it.
So, some of you, I don't remember who, Kenneth.
Yeah.
No, you were with me and Sam. And
within
meeting. And remember, we couldn't get the cell phone. Or we have been thinking about this
meeting. Meeting at
this. Oh, no, they're already past that. I mean, that's so.
There's another one
he's
in there.
Did you go over that?
Oh, you did.
The Midstate meeting. Okay. Then after that, they took info from the Midstate meeting, which you've got some of the diagrams of. Then they went to Ben to a meeting a couple weeks later.
Where Don was at.
There was two people there. The man from Lee and myself. That was the only
Lee
one.
And you.
Okay. Oh, yeah. But they need to work on it.
They gave us, in fact, I've got it at home. I've got it to a report written out to go to the council on it. But they wanted the council to select one of a revised of these, revisions of these.
They
wanted the council to accept one of them, approve one of them, then go from there and accept a, when I talked to the man from ODOT, he told me that the way to get anything done at all is you select the plan first. Once you get the plan, you select the intersection with the most importance of being done right away. Once you find the intersection you want, you prioritize on the intersection what you want. And then when they have small grants available, they'll come in and do one section. Maybe all they'll do is put up four stop signs. That may be the one thing that they can do, or they might put up one light or something. But that's basically what it is, and they want direction from the council.
So what they've done is, based on probably that meeting and some of these others, all of these, they've taken the roundabout off. You know, for many reasons, and I responded to him. They wanted me to respond today, so I told him that I still
cross that off.
Kind of like the options you and I think Kenneth or Dan.
Well, the way they explained
but
you know,
the problem with it is, A, to get public buy-ins, tough. You pick your battles.
Yep.
B, it was the most expensive option.
Yeah.
You were talking about the roundabout.
Yeah. And then the trucking industry hates it. So it's kind of like, you know, it'd be nice, but, you know, in this economy, we're not out there picking.
Well, it's not a secondary road, it's a highway.
Yeah. So they said that they've taken that off as one of the recommended. So if you guys do think that probably makes sense.
Yes. Both of them?
The roundabout. No roundabout.
No roundabout at all.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
And like, you know, I was at the meeting, and the way that they explained it, it kind of made sense.
What I'm telling you is read the road first. I don't know if they're going to do this intersection by intersection, but so I'll take that back. This is, the reality is, no, there's going to be one. But this is actually read first. So, do you guys concur with that? Basically.
You know, I like roundabouts. However, the bend roundabouts are too narrow.
They're not very big.
I've been to Bahrain where they have four lane roundabouts, and they work, and there's millions people going through them a day. They work to move traffic through. Roundabouts work very well. However, when they're narrow, like the ones in Bend, they don't work. And then on a major highway, they shouldn't be there. They should be on secondary roads and not on major highways. So I agree.
Didn't they tell us that they had one roundabout on a major highway over by the coast someplace?
They still went on 101.
Yeah.
And still 101 is not 97.
Yeah. But if they built a roundabout, it would be adequate to handle the kind of traffic that came through it.
That's why it's expensive.
Yeah. And they're very honest. They'd make it so big those trucks would almost
roundabouts, there is no stopping in roundabouts. And if people learn how to not stop and flow through them, they work very well.
Well, reading first doesn't need a roundabout. Yeah.
So, Linda, what's your thoughts?
A roundabout. I like them too if they're like a decent size. But on a highway, I just, okay. They had given to Spain. They were. They moved.
That would be it.
How about that one? You ever see a launcher on 101? How does that one work?
They just got it. Well, still, you don't have 1,000 trucks a day.
101's plenty busy, but
it's not semis. Yeah.
It's more motorhomes. Yeah.
And I think that's fairly new. I've never seen it.
I never have.
Well, and you would be having the logging trucks going right.
They said there was one on a highway in Kansas or something.
Yeah.
Isn't that what they said? Something like Kansas?
Which
I kind of thought, well, there's one in Kansas. There's one of something everywhere.
I always thought the railroad was more important, getting that grade changed, than all this other area.
They're coming to the council on an update to the council on Wikia on April something or other. It's on our schedule.
Oh, good.
The last our work session in April.
That's
27. ODOT will be here. So the other piece of that, then, okay, you get rid of the roundabout. They want the offset T.
ODOT. You say they?
ODOT? Well, yeah, I mean, that's the crew there, the committee or whatever.
So ODOT hired Kettleson? Who's
the county?
Legally.
Well, yeah, they paid the county and the county.
Who's paying Kettleson?
Liggy.
Liggy, I guess.
Liggy's paying the whole
bill. That's what they said in the last meeting.
Yeah,
Liggy's paying the whole bill.
Okay, so Liggy is Kettleson's client. So then we are totally involved with it, but I mean, that's their client. You know, their fiduciary. Yep. That's who's paying the check. Yep. So who does, what design here does Liggy like?
Well, then, I mean, that isn't how you do things. You don't go back. You don't go to the, otherwise, you could have Company X could just pay for a study, and then you have to make it match them. This isn't that kind of a deal. This is based on what the professionals that have studied it believe it should be. They don't. Liggy is on the group. They're on the committee. So Liggy's had their input, but they get the same amount of input as ODOT, City of Lapine.
You know, I'm just interested in what Liggy.
Well, that. Yeah, I don't think that the City of Lapine doesn't actually need to worry about what Liggy thinks. Liggy needs to talk about what Liggy thinks. And they're asking us to what we think.
You say Kettleson likes this offset.
Well, no, this is coming, I think, from at this point. This is their preferred recommendation right now.
Kettleson really just put this corridor study together. Then it went into the hands of county and ODOT. And those members of that group that get to vote on it, isn't that right?
Yeah, and then they've had the two public hearings.
Well, Kettleson's really out of the picture now.
Well, no, they're the professional that gives it. The offset T is where they want to go, and
doesn't involve the light, doesn't slow down traffic.
You know, I think most of us probably would prefer, which I told them, is probably, if you're getting rid of the roundabout, you're looking at a standard intersection that you see everywhere that would be a X with, you know.
Yep.
They maintain that the offset
offset angle is too steep on the...
You might have a reason.
Now.
That is what I'm trying to hear is what the reason is for that, yeah.
The offset T isn't... There's worse things. I mean, you know, it's not, I think the big thing is if they can separate it, you know, you see, you've got the maps of the offset T. The thing that, so you get the highway, there it is, and so there's going to be first, and then, you know, this is Reed. You know, and they do stop out here. they say this, what they would do right now, which could help they'll come in, they can fix this, they'll do this, that, you know, the right out. They will then make this a left turn lane to take care of the trucks coming in. They can do this, probably can fund that. You know, they got the $300,000 or $400,000 set aside for us. They might be able to come do that. Then, at some point, they come do this. And what they're saying in here, that when you do all of this, now they're not in the business of the chamber fix. This solves safety. You don't have people turning their head backwards. You're coming in at a T. It separates it. And in fact, the number of people go from here to here is fairly small. It's people turning left, turning right. But there's no houses back here. In your employment base in industrial park, numbers-wise, you know, there's lots of people that work back there. So they say east-west traffic, certainly there's tons of people a day, but not tons and tons. People are turning right, turning left. And so this is where they want to go. And then eventually, you add a signal, and it could be maybe the signal gets just added to this one when this gets busy enough. You can add one half a signal. Then sometime you do this signal. And what this is over 10, 15 years, you do all these different things, and that's how you get your $2 million intersection. They have no money right now. I think what they're also saying is if you expect the $2 million intersection, 10 years from now, you'll be waiting for one.
That's what they said.
So
exactly.
But ODOT's broke.
But a direct crossing there is we're only talking about 1.2 mil, you know, and they could do some things that you know, with some of that money to get prepared to the point where they have to do the big stuff. You know, like the 300,000, 400,000.
The one thing I liked about this, since you don't have to look across the way it is, because there's a chance for some trees and bushes out in the middle, you know, trying to make Levine look a little better, which a big intersection, you don't get any of that. Right. But, you know.
I just think about the traffic that's going to turn left there, you know, and it's going to pull in and start south. You've got all that traffic that's coming from the north. To me, it's a danger. You've got people pulling out there, and slowing traffic down, and you got these trucks coming and everything, and then they're going to slow down and make that turn going into First Street.
My question to him is, how much stacking is in there, and
it's
a zigzag.
Yeah,
and does it zigzag well with rigs?
No, I just don't see it.
Now the time that you pull out, you see, since you can't see the guy, what he's doing on the other side, because he's up here, about time you pull out, he's pulling out. And plus you've wasted the improvement for the future when you do put a light in there. Eventually,
they'll signalize that. I don't think
there'll be two lights within a...
This lane doesn't stop there, so you just stop here and you stop here.
Okay, so how far apart are those?
That's another thing I said. The distance between them seems a little short. If it was it was wider, you'd see an offset.
Because by the time you back up traffic, that totally block off the
block off the First Street.
Yeah.
I have all those numbers. That's the kind of technical stuff they should be. That there's enough stacking ability. If you put a red light there, that you don't back up into that.
And that will involve widening those streets too, right? In that area, quite a bit.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are really involved in a lot more than maybe this evening is going to.
Well, just don't worry. It's going to be decided in the next couple of weeks. So you can talk about it now,
what's happening now is we've had three council members here, and we're moving this into basically a council decision time. So
I appreciate you saying that.
I think what we need to do is get on the planning commission business. So what we'll do is let's table this. It's already, Kettleson's already going to go meet with the council, and these decisions will be made outside of this quorum. Mm-hmm.
So the planning commission will have no input on this?
Unless
tell them you want to. You're all equal members here. John needs to make sure he calls on all of you.
That's right. We have had, Kettleson is going directly to the council. What do you guys want to do? in the meantime. We have very little time. If the council's going to meet, when is it next? What's the date of when is Kettleson coming? 23rd or?
I don't know.
It's a workshop on the
20th. Workshop on the 20th.
Well, that's
that's Wikia.
On March 23rd is.
That's Wikia Junction.
Okay, let's get the date.
And we'll it's a different project. That has nothing to do with this.
Okay. So let's just say whenever Kettleson is coming to the council, what do we as a planning commission want to do?
Well, I would say that whatever happens, the planning commission is going to be held somewhat accountable for it, regardless. Just because we are the planning commission, those words, planning.
We should certainly know what's going on, shouldn't we?
Well, people are going to think that we have something to do with it. So
you can't go online. They have a fancy online thing. You go to that intersection, click on it, you make your comments and everything.
Well, I did. I actually, as an individual, was at that meeting, and I did make my comments. So, you know, but there are two other planning commissioners here, and I didn't do it in an official capacity.
Do you, you know, we also need, you know, we originally set up to have one of our members be part of the ODOT meetings and such, so maybe we need to revisit that. I think we lost a couple of commissioners and we lost a representative to ODOT and such, so let's...
They changed the line.
Well, see, I did think you were on the transportation. I thought you were on that committee, so.
Yeah, originally, I was on all of them, but we need to get a delegation. Do you want to be on the...
No.
Do you want to be on, you know, and really pay attention to what ODOT's doing? Because what we have here...
She's
coming
in the utilities committee, so she's got an extra committee.
For the next few weeks,
It's of major importance in this little Pine City Planning Commission because we have a highway that runs right through the middle of our city. And so our planning commission will always, until they bypass this town, our planning commission will always be heavily involved with what ODOT's doing. So maybe we need to revisit our planning commission ordinance and such. And I think it says something in there about transportation, but I don't know if it's specifically... So let's revisit that. We won't have time to do all that. Let's all revisit our ordinance, how this planning commission was set up, and let's do a good job as a planning commission of being informed with specifically with this highway. That's a major thing, and like Gloria said, if a citizen were to come up to us as a planning commissioner and say what's going on our highway and we don't know, it would be embarrassing personally and it would be embarrassing for the city. So let's just try to do a good job with that. I will try to pay attention to the meetings and try to attend some of these meetings, and let's communicate. If I can't be there at any transportation, I'll ask for one of you to be there. You want to just call it that for tonight? Okay? Mm-hmm. All right.
So I guess, at this point,
I usually don't make it a business of volunteering myself, but...
I don't think we really have enough information, all of us, all three of us, tonight to make a recommendation on this.
Well, let's just say, don't do this one that goes through this A-frame that's over here on Morrison.
Well, see, that's
too. Actually, there is one that I've discussed for many years with the county and ODOT. It is on here. The one here on Morrison we've discussed for many, many years, and it did come out with Kettleson, which Kettleson wasn't involved, but however I see,
it was
that it came out. Anyway.
Yeah, it was the realignment of
Morrison.
Well,
yeah, Morrison.
I can't tell you
right
how
here.
Many hours I spent at ODOT on Wikia. I mean, when the city first started, I went to tons of meetings. It's just still just out there. I'm sorry, but it's just sort of burned, you know.
I
mean, they turn around, they get a few bucks, and they do a study, and they all go home, and not.
Well, did Did you get any indication, you said it would be a while, yeah, but on any of these, did you get an indication of how, what would be the soonest that any of it would start? Just even a guess?
No, they don't even think of that.
I thought they said something about a couple years at that meeting.
Well, it depends on what you
do. Yeah, just the railroad crossing, that was like supreme, number one. We can't have that in the state. We've got to get rid of that.
The guy from ODOT told me.
Well, the money. Okay, well, it's always money.
The guy from ODOT told me that once the city decides which one of these plans that they want, they should go in and select the intersection they want something done with, then list all the things they want done on that mm-hmm. intersection and prioritize it, and then as funds became available, they would do one little spot and one little spot and one little spot until they got the intersection done.
So they wanted to commit to that. They kind of did commit, though, to actually start some construction on
that's
somewhere.
What he said. He said they had some funds.
Well,
that's
well, I think enough. Rate is very important.
That they could do something. But he didn't say how much.
And they said that the priority intersection right now is First and Reed.
No, they said the city council was supposed to set the priority.
Oh, I see, right. Based on the different designs.
On the information that they gave us.
Yeah, okay.
I'm assuming they'll come to the council sometime in the next month.
Okay, so at least that's a little more than what I've heard previously, because historically we've had many, many designs and studies, and there was $100,000 spent a few years ago that never went anywhere. Dan?
I'm pretty sure that I'm not misunderstanding this, but all Kettleson wants is what our favorite one is. That has nothing to do with ODOT.
Yeah.
ODOT's not promising anything. It's just basically Kettleson's trying to boil it down.
And so what I responded to Kettleson was, we understand about the roundabout. While it's not the worst thing, but we understand. On this one, I've said, is there enough stacking? The community probably would rather have a traditional intersection.
Okay.
You know, that kind of thing. You know, but you know, if you hold off for just that intersection, you can be. It could be there a long time.
Well, the man that I talked to was the representative from ODOT. And it was after the meeting was over, he and I sat side by side. For some reason, I didn't get his name, and don't ask me why. I was kind of hot that day, and I sounded off, and I told him, you know, the city of La Pine is pretty sick and tired of this. I said, we paid for study after study after study, and we pay all this money, and you guys all agree everything, and nothing gets done. We want something done. And I went on to say that the reason is that we have a new commissioner is because the South County felt that they were very underrepresented. Mm-hmm. We all got together and put one in. Mm-hmm. So I think I made myself kind of look like the north end of a horse going south. I got the message across to them.
Good.
Yeah.
Good deal.
You've got to do it.
Excellent.
Well, I think Reed's important. I don't know about anybody
else. It is. That's what everybody has ever said, so...
Yeah, I think that they must be assuming that Reed's your number one priority, that intersection, because of biomass and just that's your fast food, schools, everything. So, I mean, that's going to be you're not going to pick another intersection.
And I would have no problem with, you know, we all seem to be in agreement and making a recommendation that Reed be the top priority.
Mm-hmm.
That could come from the Planning Commission, mm-hmm. couldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
As far as the recommendation.
Yeah, and then that would be...
Yeah. Our recommendation from this planning commissioner is supposed to go to the council in writing. However, I don't feel that's necessary at this time. But we could do a consensus. We could just do a consensus straw poll. And so, all those in favor of at least concentrating a priority on Reed Road and Highway 97 as one of the outstanding concerns, signify by the sign of aye.
Aye.
There you have it. Okay, let's go on to Planning Commission reports and staff update. Did you want to add the other matters report in that, or do you want to go with 12 and with your report? Right.
Well, I can just do it in the update, that's all.
Okay.
I mean, in my report.
All right, go ahead.
No, basically, I went to the meeting, the utilities meeting last night and represented the Planning Commission. We did talk about the makeup of the Planning Commission. It is critical that we have a representative from the Planning Commission on the Utilities Committee.
Yes.
They are having a struggle with having people from inside the city also. So I am willing to attend for a few meetings, but hopefully if we do get somebody else on, they might be able to serve. And if they happen to be a
citizen, you want
to
be there?
Yeah, I will do that until we're able to get somebody else.
Do they say that in their ordinance, does it state that a planning commission member be a member of the utilities committee?
Yes.
It has a spot from it. I mean, but it also says the very last sentence says if you can't fill it by the category, we can fill it with anyone. So it gives you that kind of that first right, but if you don't do it,
okay.
That committee will actually probably leave by the end of the year. We're actually going to make it December 31st, so actually you could only have 9 more meetings.
Yeah, I don't know that you folks will have a public works committee once you have an actual public works department.
We will have a public works committee. It's already formed. The paperwork, the resolution exists.
So what you just said is that the utilities committee will go away and be replaced by a public works committee.
Yeah, because public works will take the broader things.
Yeah. Every other city in America.
Would that be automatic member of, would they?
I think we'll just start over at that point.
Well, as hard as it is to get them.
Yeah. We'll start. Also, we need some of the cities to go, but I think we probably put it out and start over at that point.
Yeah.
Okay. Both could run simultaneously for a couple, 3 months toward the end of the year.
Well, what I'm thinking, what I'm asking, I guess, is the makeup's still going to be the same, like the Planning Commission representative on Public Works.
I don't. Public Works, it's done. I mean, that resolution says who it is. I don't know that it talks about a planning commissioner.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Okay, I can check.
About that.
But for right now, they definitely need somebody, and I will do it for. But it would be nice if they had somebody from within the city.
You know, if it comes to it to where they don't have an actual member as a planning commissioner, I would suggest that you look at how that communication is going to work.
It may be in there, John, actually.
Because in the future, when we do get building and all that, and planning is working with the utilities and all that, I think it's wise to have.
I'll check and tell you where you guys are.
Yeah, these committees need to start talking and be very close. What you see in large towns is you start seeing that communication going away, and then what happens, you start seeing problems coming out in the Ben Bulletin the next day when people are not talking together and finding out who's doing what. Mm-hmm. And I think we have an opportunity here to set policy in the city. Communication is a huge, huge item. Short of a communication committee, we need to just all agree that we need to communicate. Don't get a communication committee, because that'll be the first breakdown in communication.
No, but there wouldn't be. We might recommend having some sort of an ombudsman, somebody that kind of coordinates all the committees and makes sure everybody gets communicated.
That's the mayor's job. He signed on for something he doesn't know yet, so that's his job right now. We just gave it to him.
I think it's the mayor's job to solve that issue.
There you go.
There you go.
All right. Blankers, okay. Any other report, Lauren?
No. Basically, we discussed the situation with the water and sewer districts. They had a meeting, and that's still not, resolved. The council pretty much agreed to have their presentation at their next meeting from the USDA and a learning situation and kind of bring them up to speed on the rules and regs. And then I guess Water and Sewer also is putting out a survey. So basically that was it.
I think until we get that issue resolved, we need to have a policy where we don't allow the been bulletin in any of our meetings.
You know, I know that must be tongue in cheek, because they serve a valuable purpose and a place in communication. So, if you're doing everything right, then mm-hmm. you don't have to worry about
it. Sounds good. Yeah, exactly. Well, maybe, you know, it could work the other way too. Peer pressure works wonders. So,
here's the makeup. That's actually pretty good.
Okay.
One member we appointed from each of the three neighborhoods. So that's kind of planning related. So you get your three neighborhoods. Okay. So there's three people. One member we be appointed from the planning commission.
Okay.
Four people.
All right.
Boy, they were smart people put this together. Two members will be appointed from the city council, and one member will be appointed from the Lafayette Chamber of Commerce. That's your seven.
What committee is that?
Public Works.
Public Works.
So if you're going to have a chamber business type, you'll have three neighborhood people, planning commission, and two people the council pick.
Yeah. We actually discussed that a couple of years ago when we were...
And then, so this is ready. We just haven't... Right. The utilities have been doing their thing. And,
yep.
But the only thing is we needed the roads. This is where the roads in the ultimate sewer and water, everything will go. Parks,
exactly.
Sidewalks.
And that's why Public Works Committee will be best served.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And of course for that, they can have advisory committees also, right?
They could just have work groups or whatever. You don't require Patty and stuff. You know, mm-hmm. there's 5 minutes, there's no...
And that's, you know, really, that right there is something that I think we really need to, you know, expand on, because really the official meetings do really kind of bog a lot of the process down. These work advisory work groups, we had talked about that a couple of years ago, is actually the best way to handle a lot of the city business. And so I don't know how you officially set up these unofficial meetings, but that's...
Well, you know, like say you have five of you, and we're talking about this order deal. You pick a couple of your members that are going to go work with someone, and they could maybe get someone from the chamber, the business community and stuff, and they work on the corridor thing. Mm-hmm. And they meet when they want. Those guys agree. Patty doesn't run it. She doesn't organize it. They meet when they want. Anywhere
they can be as organized as you want.
That's correct.
You can call each other on the phone and say, yes. Meet out of Gordy's, or you could have a paper that says...
Yeah, then they would come back and make a recommendation to you.
That's
on the record.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's how it
is. It's a advisory committee. It's CAD is what it's called.
They could meet with people that had expertise.
You get some project that you want to dig into, that's a way to do it.
Yeah. And actually, the League of Oregon Cities, they recommend that. And really, that might garner more interest than these committee members that were having a hard time. You know, if someone knows that they can mm-hmm. come on for 3 months and then drop out, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of these retirees, you got snowbirds and everything, that might be a way to...
Well, if you're project specific and someone cares about that project.
Right, that's exactly. What I was thinking.
They're more likely to
get involved as much as...
No, would you take Wickham? They're working on Wickham. Really, there's no one weighing in much on Wickham. She likes Wickham. Maybe you get... her and somebody, and there's another gentleman that was into Wikia that went to some meetings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, you make sure you're, you know, that mm-hmm. kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's
a business out there at Wikia. Would very much care how that's going to be mm-hmm. built.
Well, like Luana was very involved with mm-hmm. that. Now she's not, but maybe that's something that she would like to do because mm-hmm. she was very involved mm-hmm. in it, you know. So
and it's going to impact her living there.
The guy from ODOT said that if you want something done, you got to keep stirring, and you got to keep the feet on your feet. That's what he said. He said you have to keep it in front of them all the time till he gets so sick and tired of hearing it, but they do it so that you don't talk to them anymore.
Well, at the COAC meeting, I asked Gary Farnsworth to find somebody that could give me a complete update on Wickiup Junction, and he said he would do that, and I'm expecting an email from him.
Well, they're coming to the council.
I know they are, but he said he would do it straight away.
Oh,
just somebody to just update me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I am the council's mm-hmm. representative to the Wickiup Steering Committee.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's right. That communication, very key. All right. So, any other report, Linda?
No, I do not.
Okay, and the staff basically already gave us an update, and what I'm going to do now is just, in my little report, I attended the League of Oregon Cities, and it was the Section 6 on planning. This particular one was, and I'm going to give this to you guys, we also have a CD that's available to us. When we get our computer and everything, we can train on that, and it'll be a lot better than me sitting up here talking. But it was Introduction to Oregon Planning. The class was, yeah, that's it right here. That's got a copy here, that's your copy, and this will be your copy.
Oh, okay.
What it is I borrowed one of these other copies to give to both my commissioners. Anyway, what it is Introduction to Oregon Planning from application. This is like a community development department. From application to final approval on conditional uses, zonings, permits, everything. The whole day was inside of a community development department. Excellent stuff. One of the main things that came out with the first, excuse me, was to increase your capacity with the city. Some of the slowness, some of the speed of which cities crank out is because they're mired in this file's over in this floor and this building over here. You got to go to get permit and over here. So they said you need to increase capacity. One way to do that is on your files. When people come in and they want a permit, or they come in and they want a variance on a zone or whatever, it needs to be all squared away in one file folder. They recommend different things like have each address in the city when someone comes in and they apply for something, and that address then becomes a file, so that when that property changes hands, for instance, it's about the piece of property, and so that property has its own file, so that you could go essentially to a file, pull up on that piece of property, see that all the history on that piece of property. It was amazing the way some of these cities are starting to get the hang of this.
Let me ask on that. Right now, the county has all the files.
Right.
When we do that, are we going to be able to pull them up from theirs, or are they going to ship all their files down here? Or how
well, we'll ship them down. They have agreed to work with us electronically.
I was kind of asking Rick.
They won't ship our files down here. They have agreed to work with us electronically, though. And I think, we do have access electronically to all the county's files.
What will probably happen once we're probably a few months, 6 months from now, so I think we obviously can access theirs. We may end up with our software system that tracks. So in other words, someone comes in and they want to apply, we'd enter it all in. And it could be that's something the city manager does. And then we'll decide what needs to go to Deborah, and then you send it and go from there. Because we'll ultimately need our own on planning. Now, of course, building inspections are things the county will all do. We won't have any building inspections. So planning would be deciding, and we'll have someone like Deborah on a contract, because we could go a month and never need her.
Have you put something into the budget, or are you planning on putting something in for transition?
That's a good that's a good thing. We're sort of starting into the budget. I mean, I'm going to put someone with codes. I got to figure out we'll have a part-time someone that can do codes, because I think that's something people want. You know, because we're going to do these zoning ordinances you guys approved. Now you got to go out and force a few of them and do it slowly. So we'll have to contract on that. I hadn't really thought of the planning software or expense money, but that's something you keep me on top of that.
Okay.
Because that's, Well, we're trying to get the damn comp plan approved and everything, so I'm worried about, because the county, they let us, and they'll keep doing what we're doing for as long as we'll let.
And the money will keep flowing north. We really do need to transition into city.
But that doesn't happen from one day to the next. It takes a long
time. In August or September, we'll be in the new city hall, and then you'll have the employees and the systems, and then by then our comp plan would be approved, our zoning ordinances would be approved, mm-hmm. and then you'll, you know, you might pick a January 1st date or something, so you've got some time to get these things figured out.
Right.
Because the last thing you want to do is have them coming in, and then you're fumbling around and you don't have a clue what they're doing, because that will turn them off.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
You know, it's something that we need to work toward, because, you know, we absolutely, as long as we can afford it, and as long as we can do it well, like Rick said, it's going to be a high priority issue because it's a money maker, and we absolutely need to go there.
And eventually, we want to have all the answers right here at their fingertips.
Yeah, so. Planning is not really a money maker. Ben, everyone goes in money planning, so be careful. Get too far down that path. Yes, there's some income, but it's not a
well,
money maker.
Rick. Part of our comprehensive plan, and part of why we are a city, is to get away from the county. And as long as we have that tie-in with the county, we have citizens that are questioning. I have people that say, you know, really, what are we doing as a city if everything is still going to the county?
Now, that's a different discussion.
Yeah.
But is it a moneymaker? That's not actually.
Well, it is a moneymaker. When I say money, maybe you mean a lot of money, but it's income for the city. All right. Now, the only other thing was that they went over all of the comprehensive plan process, zoning maps, and all that. The CD, when we get our training aids, the CD will be just wonderful. We'll do a work session where we sit around and we'll watch this whole process of the CD. The CD is awesome. I can't go on that. This, you guys will just study this, and you'll gain information just by just studying this paper. But it goes in the beginning, all the way through the whole process, you'll learn about the whole planning process through this thing. Applications, as I said, you know, the county is doing all this now. Actually, if you get into the county, if you want to know how CDDs work, just study other CDDs. Get into Deschutes County. Get into the other counties. Get into other cities. Into their websites. See what they do. See what mistakes they're making that we don't have to. Part of our policy has always been with this planning commission, as we've said, to keep things simple. We don't want to necessarily copy what everybody else is doing. We want to do our own thing. And part of that is doing it better and more simpler. There was about 20 representatives from all other cities. Lapine was the newest city represented, so I think I got some sticky pads or something as an award for that. Mm-hmm. I can't, you know, on a pen, I think. So it was, you know, and I got it right here, came on some more. But that was awesome. And we are ahead by leaps and bounds of Damascus, which is the second newest city in the state, and Lapine is on the state map as being leaps and bounds above Damascus. So evidently we're in this race now with Damascus, and Lapine is ahead right now. So evidently we're doing alright right now. Damascus has problems. That There was a gal there from Damascus, and she was pretty much just hanging her head the whole time. It was great.
They picked on her.
But anyway, they're doing well for it. But Lapine is just doing well. And that part of that is everybody getting along, so, like Derek said. They went over the 120 day rule. Permits go out, they got 120 days. They went over applications. They went over, in that CD you'll see different types of applications. Cascade Locks, there's a representative that one of the teachers, John, what's his name? John is a good, teacher. He's the planner for Cascade Locks. He's a contract planner for Cascade Locks. They're doing some really neat stuff up there. Staff reports, decisions and appeals, public hearings, of which we've already been a part of, so we've already kind of seen how appeals and public hearings go and all that. Decisions and where it goes. Just things like managing the office and just running it smooth. One thing about that I agree with them on is that, and this is something we're just on the ground for, something, a policy that we've talked about with the staff and everything, and everybody's aware of, but that first line person, when a citizen walks in your community development department and says, hey, how's it going? I want to build a larger chicken coop over here on my piece of property. You know, what do I got to do? If that first line person, the first person they come into City Hall is a grouch and says, you know what, I don't know, I'll look for it here somewhere, blah, 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 and turns that person off, everybody agrees that that person is City of Lapine. When that person leaves and has a bad taste in their mouth, guess what, folks? We're all City of Lapine. We're all a bunch of grumpy people. We're all a bunch of people that aren't helpful. We're all whatever negative situation there is. It works in the opposite when it's positive. That person says, the City of Lapine, I've dealt with cities all over the country, City of Lapine is the best. Frontline person, I don't know who that is, but that person needs to know that they are the City of Lapine when someone calls in or comes in or whatever like that. Very, very important for the future. It's policy from this planning commission, and I think it, you know, they talked about just doing business smarter and just have being squared away and organized. These are things that we're going to have, you know, when we first start out with our community development department, you know, it's not going to be perfect. There's going to be a huge learning curve for the first year or two. We have an opportunity right now while business is slow to get these things up and running and get it going slowly, smoothly, so that when it goes fast, it'll be fast, smooth. If that makes any sense. Anyway, yeah, it was a great course. I appreciate the approval from Rick and them and allowing me to go to awesome course.
You went to one since then, didn't you? Where did you go?
That was the last one in February 22nd.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. February
22nd. I went to the other one too.
Okay.
Yeah, and then you went to the one. There's a couple more are coming up. I would recommend that, and it's within our budget to send, you know, Linda down one of those things. There's a number six. It has all to do with Oregon planning and development and all that. It's category six on the League of Oregon Cities. If you look on there,
yours. I want that from the library.
Oh, but you can bring it back, all right?
Can
borrow it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just borrow that and you can bring it back.
Oh, okay.
And make sure you have it back, because when we have new commissioners come on, you know, there's going to be a huge learning curve
that commissioner will be available for them.
Going to have to just really just study and study and study and all that, so on really on their own time, if they will, so that they can be up to speed.
Okay.
That's about all I have.
Well, you skipped number nine.
Oh, yeah, discussion on that. Oh, the reason I did is because they're not here, right?
Oh, okay. Well,
change that was supposed to be here. She chickened out.
But I understand we have an application.
No, we've got one for the budget committee.
Oh, you have an application.
I understood we had an application for the
committee.
You
don't have a written application, huh?
I didn't tell you that because I didn't know it.
Somebody told me that last night.
I'm going to have to work on it.
Well, you got the notice out for this.
Yeah, it's written in the newspaper and it's posted.
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear you say Jane, because I've been talking to her too, asking her to get on this.
Okay.
She's local. Mm-hmm. Old stuff.
Well, I met her over at the chamber breakfast the other day, and she seemed, you know, interested, and I said we certainly have a need, so she was going to be here.
Well, this was somebody else, and I don't know. Maybe it just hasn't been turned in yet, or maybe I was mistaken.
I'm just concerned that
once or twice.
That, you know, I don't want to miss this opportunity while we have a lull here in the economy and everything, and get a good planning commission up and running. And because when we get busy, you got developers coming in here looking at 40 acres wanting to build a new subdivision. We've got to be ready for that type of thing. So we'll work on getting some more commissioners in the meantime. This is a pretty open forum. We've got like 30 seconds if anybody has anything.
No pressure.
Okay.
All right, move's been made and seconded.
Seconded.
I thirded it.
Okay. All right. I will return.